William, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me this evening.
Thanks very much, Amber.
So, William, energy and the cost of energy and I suppose the challenges posed for business, it's all kind of, I suppose, very topical at the moment. Talk us through, I suppose, what is available maybe for businesses that might be feeling under pressure and struggling with the cost of their energy in this current crisis.
Thanks very much, Amber. I think the first thing I'd like to do is just acknowledge the energy challenge that businesses are facing at the moment. And from an SEI perspective, we're here to help regardless of the size of the organisation that you have or your budget. And in 2025, we've worked with over 200 businesses in Kerry and grant supported 2.5 million in local shops, hotels, bakeries, bars and restaurants. We have programmes. We have a low or no cost programme which can help businesses save up to 20% on their energy use. And then we have grant programmes for things like energy audits, solar PV and insulation. We also have grants for more tailored projects of the 40%. And then we have a 15-year tariff for renewable heating. And I think if I was a business listening today, the first thing I would do would be to contact SEAI in respect of our free energy audit. And what we will do is we'll send an expert out that understands your industry and can immediately help you identify where there may be opportunities to save in the energy that you're using in your business and make those savings real to allow you to reduce your costs and, I suppose, increase competitiveness.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about that audit as well, William, because I think a huge part of it is probably, as you mentioned there, knowing where the energy is going maybe, and is some of it being wasted in some places where savings might possibly be made. It's all about, I suppose, that bit of education as well and that advice and training that you also provide as well, which is hugely important for businesses, just to understand, I suppose, where their energy is going and, as you said, how to make those savings from there.
Absolutely. And one thing we've worked with businesses, small and medium businesses and larger businesses for many years. And one of the challenges for small and medium sized businesses is having the time to dedicate to getting into energy, you know, because you're very busy running the business. It's a challenge. So we do have the energy audit and we do have an academy as well where people can come and do an online course and learn about increase their understanding of energy. It's things like what we find when we complete energy audits, particularly in certain types of business, there's measures like sensor lights and changing temperature set points and putting things on timers, metering and measuring your energy use and knowing where your energy is going. And this is a big one, is checking that you're on the right tariff for your business with your energy supplier. And I know a lot of businesses are excellent at that. But what we find is sometimes it can go on the long finger. And what might happen for businesses, they're just on a higher tariff than they need to be on. So we can help with all of that in terms of that energy audit. And as I say, it's easy to apply for and we're responsive in terms of approval. And our customers in that space are always very happy with the outcomes of the advice that they get. And as I mentioned, you can save up to 20% with those measures and they're low or no cost. So it's very much low hanging fruit, Amber.
Yeah. And I know we spoke about at the start, I suppose, the struggles that businesses are under at the moment, I suppose. And, you know, the focus is very much on energy and cost as well. You know, it's a big issue for businesses at the moment. Are you noticing, William, that more and more businesses of all sizes are reaching out and are looking maybe to make changes and where they can possibly make those changes?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's the first thing that we've noticed is that businesses are looking for support and help to understand where they can reduce their energy use and make the changes. We've seen in Kerry, particularly, there's been a couple of businesses, Meadowlands Hotels. We recently supported them in respect of a solar grant for the rooftop in the hotel that will help them reduce their energy use. We've also worked with Fogarty's Centre in Waterville and provided them with a grant for solar panels. So there's a lot of businesses reaching out now to figure out how they reduce their energy use and what it is that we can support them with as that challenge continues.
Absolutely. And I know there's so many different options, isn't there, William, as well, available to different businesses, you know, I suppose, depending on their size, maybe what might be available. So can you talk us through maybe some of the range of energy upgrades that might work for businesses based here in Kerry?
Well, I suppose the energy audit will feed directly in terms of the recommendations. As I've mentioned earlier, we have like shops, hotels, bakeries, bars and restaurants. They're all very different businesses and they use energy in a different way. I think solar PV is very helpful at the moment in respect of providing, you know, kind of renewable electricity to businesses. And the payback on solar PV can be as low as 2 or 3 years. Well, it pays back immediately because it reduces the bills immediately. But the overall payback can be as low as 2 or 3 years and it's around 5 years with support. We've also got a, you know, in terms of, let's say, businesses that have a fleet, if you have a fleet with more than 5 vehicles, we can provide fleet assessment for any company. It'll cover things like route selection, training on eco-driving, which helps reduce petrol and diesel use. We're also responsible for promoting electric vehicles for organizations that can afford to do so. And what we've seen, the barriers to electric vehicles have really dropped over the last number of years, with as the vehicles have got better and the batteries have allowed people kind of avoid range anxiety. The infrastructure, the charging infrastructure has improved a lot, and it's rapidly becoming an option for businesses that are changing their fleets. Of course, it depends and doesn't suit every organization or every business's how they operate, but it's certainly something that we're noticing a significant increase in. We've got a grant of 3,800 for small vans and 7,600 for larger vans. And then there's a grant through the Department of Transport for more heavy duty vehicles. Other areas that we support on, we have a 15-year tariff for renewable heating. So things like, you know, mushroom farms and other organizations that are heavily reliant on oil and for heating. We've worked a lot as well with hotels, and I know there's a lot of hotels throughout Kerry. We've worked a lot with a lot of hotels in respect of their heating challenge, and both heating rooms and heating water, and some of our programs in respect of that are helpful.
Absolutely. And it's great, isn't it, to see the benefits, I suppose, especially the businesses that you mentioned here in Kerry, William, to see that, you know, they've undertaken the works and now they're seeing the benefits. Because I know a lot of businesses, especially SMEs, I suppose, that might be, you know, strapped for cash already or under pressure already, they are conscious about the cost maybe that this might bring to the business, and I suppose how quick they'll get those paybacks as well. But it seems to be that the payback is coming quicker and quicker as, I suppose, things improve and infrastructure improves as well.
Absolutely. And we've worked very closely with the Strategic Banking Corporation to introduce, you know, low cost loans for businesses as well. So I would encourage businesses that are considering, you know, investing in to reduce their energy costs to look at those products that are available with reduced interest rates and, you know, kind of flexible terms and that. So I think there's a significant body of work that has been carried out there to support businesses as well. And indeed, we work with you know, the Small Firms Association and IBEC as well, with businesses to try to understand how we can best help. So there is a lot out there, you know, there's a lot we can do. And I think the starting point is SEII.ie. If you come along, have a look and talk to us, we'd be delighted to see how we can help businesses reduce their energy use and costs to help them during these difficult times.
Absolutely. And look, before we finish up, I wanted to mention this because you briefly touched on it earlier, but it's important that you help businesses no matter what their size, and there's always something that can be done, I suppose, for businesses to help them save. And I know you mentioned as well before that businesses, they can save up to possibly even 20% on energy costs, and that's without spending a penny if they reach out to the likes of yourselves and follow some of the advice that you can give them, which is huge for businesses.
No, absolutely. And we've case studies of, you know, of helping the smallest business right up to, you know, kind of large industry. And what people find is if they engage, they can make those savings, and they're always very happy that they have. So I would encourage your listeners to kind of, if they're on the fence on it, try us out, and we can certainly help, and we have done for many businesses. And your size or industry, we've seen most of it. We helped over 4,000 businesses throughout Ireland last year. So there isn't much we haven't seen, and there isn't much we can't help with.
Absolutely, that's fantastic. I can imagine, William, that now is probably the best time to do it, because as you look to the future, I can imagine that it'll probably be the case that the vast majority of businesses will have undertaken some sort of energy upgrade or energy efficiency retrofitting measures to save on money.
No, absolutely. And I think the great thing about energy making changes is that they're enduring. So a change you make today will help you next year and on. So that's the great thing. They compound. The changes you can make today can compound and support, you know, those competitiveness challenges that businesses are facing at the moment. And it is a really good time to get involved. There's a lot of focus and attention on it. And I think, you know, we're here to help.
Fantastic. Well, William, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me on the show. It's been lovely to chat to you.
And thanks very much, Amber.